This month, Kansas City Rep launches a new endeavor called the First Page New Works Festival, a kind of artistic nursery where new plays take root. Among the events is a collaboration between two theater groups from out of town, known for their extensive interview and research process as a means of organically generating their productions, says Sojourn Theater's Michael Rode.
Both of our companies have used interview-based material before, who would create almost a journalistic or ethnographic portrait using interview text, and we're not doing that. So the interviews are helping us learn place, learn stories, learn priorities and values, but then we are fictionally developing and creating rich opportunities for characters and place to collide.
The play is called Waiting for You on the Corner of 13th and Walnut, and the place in question is indeed Kansas City. Members of both companies have spent time here interviewing locals whose stories might serve the play's look at the state of civil discourse in America. Rachel Chapkin is the artistic director of The Team. She and Rode both say the show is set in Kansas City for several reasons.
I came to the city before we knew it, knowing that it had this incredibly rich history, that it was an epicenter of the evolution of jazz in this country. Certainly you hear about barbecue and are told what places to seek it out. Whereas I feel like in at least the American consciousness that I grew up with, Kansas City does occupy sort of a venerable, specialized place.
It's not a play about Kansas City. It's a play in which Kansas City is clearly both a character and an environment. Kansas City has a rich and complicated story involving amazing cultural innovations and things that make this city a really special place, and also boundaries, borders, and barriers that sort of exist historically around issues of race and class and business. And we found it and have continue to find it this incredible microcosm for things going on in communities all over the country.
Actor Bobby Bermea interviewed a businessman and two barbers who ended up being blended into the barber character heard here.
I'm a known commodity, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they know me. I'm not Ollie Gates or Bob Johnson, but still, I mean, I own business as, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they call themselves trying to revitalize this district. What are they doing with it? We don't just have empty space, we have empty buildings.
Waiting for You was initially on the Rep's calendar as a full-blown production, but for various reasons is now defined as a work in progress and likely to be changing every day. Rachel Chapkin and Michael Rode agree that engaging audiences and after-show discussions can lend a developing play fresh blood.
Both companies, since our starts, have invited audiences into the creative process.
We're actually inviting the audience to join us in the conversation that we are having. We're just literally expanding the circle of voices temporarily in those moments, and then we're going to go away and figure out, okay, that was really useful. Oh, much of that, not so useful, interesting to hear. But being in relation to folks who haven't been in the room becomes a really valuable part of the step.
Lest audiences think their contributions aren't being heard, Chapkin says that her company is currently creating a show that originated from one question at a post-show discussion. Steve Walker, KCUR News.